This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era. Flashback. It was August the 15th, 1962, that the Armed Forces Radio Vietnam commenced operation. The first broadcasts originated from studios in the Rex Hotel in Saigon. The start of a proud history for AFVN.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era. Flashback. In August 1964, there was a decision to expand the AFVN operation. The studios were moved from the Rex Hotel to the Brinks BOQ. This provided more operational space, and a 1 kilowatt transmitter was set into operation to improve the AFVN signal.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era. Flashback. The later months of 1964 saw many improvements for AFVN. Repeater transmitters were strategically placed throughout Vietnam so that almost all Americans could pick up their voice of from the Delta to the DMZ.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era. Flashback. On the Christmas Eve of 1964, AFVN was airing Christmas carols when the Viet Cong set off 250 pounds of plastic explosive, partially destroying the station. Repairs were made and AFVN was back on the air within hours.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era. Flashback. February 1965, AFVN expanded radio programming from 18 to 24 hours daily. Also, this was the month that FM programming started in Vietnam, providing an easy listening format of frequency-modulated sounds.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era. Flashback. February the 7th, 1966, television made its debut in Vietnam via the Blue Eagle aircraft. This was a videotaped program of speeches by Premier Nguyen Cao Ky, Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge, and General William C. Westmoreland.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era. Flashback. A big step forward came about on March 24th, 1966, when AFVN connected a two-way link with AFRTS LA via underwater cable. This made it possible for sports events, speeches, and special programming to be aired in Vietnam as they were happening in the United States.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era. Flashback. April the 13th, 1966, a VC attack on Tan Sanut Air Base damaged all Blue Eagle aircraft. There was an estimated repair time of 13 weeks. However, the professional maintenance crews at the base had the show back on the air May the 11th, 5 weeks ahead of schedule.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. It was September the 25th, 1966, that AFVN put its first television van into operation in Quy Nhon. And on October the 21st, the second TV van was operational on the Monkey Mountain complex serving the servicemen in the Da Nang area.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. On October the 25th, 1966, the ground facilities in Saigon were completed and operational, thus eliminating Blue Eagle aircraft requirements for the Saigon area. However, the Blue Eagle did continue in operation south of Saigon to service the Delta with Vietnamese programming.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. Late 1966 and early 1967 saw a rapid buildup in AFVN operations. The third television van was installed on Dragon Mountain in Pleiku, and the fourth van became operational at Nha Trang. This era marks the first time Americans ever had TV in a combat zone.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. Operations continued to expand throughout 1967 when TV Van 5 was installed in the city of Hue and Van 6 was sent to Tuy Hoa. Field strength reports were then taken and it was determined that 85% of the U.S. servicemen were able to receive American television.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. Tet 1968, the ever-present conflict in Vietnam, took its toll on AFVN facilities. Nha Trang TV took a heavy mortar attack, and Da Nang's transmitters received rocket hits where the transmission lines were severed. These lines were repaired within 2 hours while they were under attack.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. February the 4th, 1968 was a bad day for AFVN. Our station at Hue was overrun by NVA regulars. In this skirmish, one sergeant was killed in his quarters and 5 men were taken prisoner. Their service and dedication will always be remembered by the men and women of AFVN.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The end of an era. Flashback. 1968 saw a drastic change in AFVN radio programming. A survey was taken and the results proved that 75 to 80% of the listening audience was under 25. So the new rock sound was put into action to accommodate that overwhelming majority.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era, Flashback. Shortly after Christmas 1968, AFVN was instrumental in the release of three U.S. prisoners. Messages were broadcast over AFVN to the VC about this release. This was probably the first time American Forces Radio ever broadcast directly to the enemy.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era, Flashback. It was June the 8th, 1969, that a tragic event south of Da Nang took the lives of three AFVN newsmen. Their jeep struck a landmine while they were filming an episode on the activities of the military chaplain.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era, Flashback. In May and June of 1970, the AFVN crew produced two Keith L. Ware award-winning specials, Anything You Want to Know About Drugs But Don't Want to Ask, and Cambodia 60 Days. These were excellent productions, and the awards were for special broadcast achievement.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era, Flashback. October 23rd, 1971, Typhoon Hester knocked AFVN Da Nang off the air. Although the FM and TV towers were blown down, the quick initiative of the maintenance teams restored FM to the air 3 days later, and TV was back on the air by the 28th.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era, Flashback. The biggest sporting event of 1972, the Ali Frazier fight, was made available to Vietnam within a couple of days. We sent AFVN film crews to Japan to film the entire fight as it happened. Then they returned and processed the film for immediate release. As a result, the Americans in Vietnam were able to view the fight before most Americans worldwide were able to see it.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era, Flashback. In May 1972, our network produced a couple of specials that won acclaim throughout Vietnam. The first of these traced the evolution of music from the 50s through 1972, and it was called Million Dollar Weekend. The television department put together an Apollo 16 special for the viewing audience in Vietnam.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era, Flashback. In July 1972, AFVN crews began an extensive coverage of the 1972 elections. We covered the Democratic Convention and the Republican Convention, along with issues presented by both parties. This project was culminated by a highly successful four-hour live television and radio coverage of the actual election returns.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era, Flashback. Throughout the history of AFVN, there have been many firsts. However, in December 1972, AFVN presented a last. We videotaped and aired the last Bob Hope Christmas show in the Republic of Vietnam. We transferred the show to film, and it was shown network-wide in the same time period.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
The End of an Era, Flashback. As we began our final drawdown in February 1973, we maintained the attitude that service to our audience is to remain the mission until our studio lights show off the air for the last time. Our equipment is now being shipped to other AFRTS outlets throughout the world to help continue the same mission as ours, to inform and entertain the American serviceman and woman.
News compiled from major commercial and military news sources.